Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Speed limit on Wyoming Highway 50 Skyline Drive in Gillette to be lowered for increased safety. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Department of Transportation has announced that the speed limit on Wyoming Highway 50 between Westover Road and Lakeway Road in Gillette will be reduced from 55 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour. This decision follows growing safety concerns from citizens, local officials, and the Wyoming Highway Patrol, particularly regarding the intersection of Wyoming Highway 50 and Box Elder Road. The area in question, specifically from mile marker 1.80 to 2.90, was flagged for review after local stakeholders raised alarms over the potential dangers posed by the current 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. They argued that the speed limit was not appropriate for this section of the highway and was contributing to unsafe driving conditions. In response, YDOT conducted a comprehensive study to evaluate the safety of the route. The data collected supported the concerns, indicating that a reduction in the speed limit would enhance the safety of the roadway. The study recommended lowering the speed limit from 55 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour between Westover Road and Force/4J Road to address public concerns and reduce potential hazards. YDOT plans to replace the existing speed limit signs during the week of August 19th. To ensure drivers are aware of the change, warning flags will be attached to the new signs. These flags will serve as a visual reminder to motorists to adjust their speed accordingly. This change is part of YDOT's ongoing efforts to improve road safety and respond to the needs of the community. The reduction in speed limit is expected to make Wyoming Highway 50 a safer route for both local residents and those passing through the area. Local officials and the Wyoming Highway Patrol urge drivers to be mindful of the new speed limits and stay alert when traveling on Wyoming Highway 50. With these changes, it is hoped that the roadway will become significantly safer for all who use it. Wyoming Secretary of State calls for retesting of voting machines amid GOP lawsuit and election integrity concerns. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray has requested several counties to retest their voting machines ahead of the 2024 primary elections following a controversy involving Laramie County and the Wyoming Republican Party. According to WyoFile, the dispute, which has led to a GOP lawsuit, concerns the failure of some test ballots to assign different numbers of votes to candidates as required by state law. Gray's request has sparked concerns among lawmakers about potentially undermining trust in the election process. Wyoming Senate President Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower said, "To do this a week ahead of the election is absolutely deplorable. It's a blatant move to try to force hand counts of our ballots." In the Laramie County matter, the GOP's lawsuit seeks an injunction ahead of the election. State Republican Party Chairman Frank Ethorn told the Wyoming Tribune Eagle that hand-counting ballots was the only outstanding option given the timing. Some counties are conducting retests, though not all are complying fully with Gray's directive. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.